Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
Why, yes. That is a familiar title. And yes, that is familiar music. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that was Inside the Clubhouse and Hit and Run. But it's not. It's Inside the Locker Room. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And why is it the locker room and not the clubhouse? Because this is bear season and Mark talks to the Bears.
Football, man.
I'm just here for the horns. I'm not going to lie to you.
The low brass. Yes. It's not happened yet.
Spiegel.
So I'm waiting for that before we do
it. I know Spiegel gives such a pleasant intro and I'm all aggressive and stuff.
You were taught to be aggressive. It's fine.
Spiegel literally can't
be aggressive.
Not, he's got to have the low brass.
Aggressive.
Wait for it.
I once listened to...
I like
to,
the little trill of the flute or piccolo or whatever that is.
It is
right
nice.
There, right there, yeah.
Shout
and
out,
frankly, it is nice on a Sunday morning.
Shout out to my niece, Madeline, who did a piccolo solo last night for her junior high band. It was pretty nice.
Nice, a Brian Piccolo solo, nice.
Yeah, Brian Piccolo. Don't all start crying now.
I like that. Maybe she can play for the Villanova band one day and become a meme. Because that's, you know, Piccolo Girl from March Madness when Villanova got beat
down.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel bad for, and wasn't like Crying Northwestern Kid famous? Like, wasn't that the athletic director's son?
Did you not see when they did the interview of all the like famous people?
Where are they now?
Yeah,
that
where
was
are
last
they now?
March. Was that last March Madness? Is it the last or two
March?
Years ago?
The March before, but it was hilarious. I was like, oh, these people are fully functioning adults now. I guess they were adults technically then.
Yeah, it's like weird.
They
that
grown.
Kid was the Northwestern athletic director's son was not. No, he was a minor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was. Yes.
Shall I take you guys into the Bears locker room?
Only if you know a way out.
I think I know a way out. I think. How about we start with Jaquan Brisker? And you think about this. As I was heading to Jaquan Brisker's locker yesterday and seeing others head towards him, you think in your head as a reporter, what's some good stuff that you can talk to him about? And what was in my mind was, oh man, you got three really aggressive guys that are going to be playing in that secondary, aggressive physically, and they are aggressive with their mouths as well. Jaquan Brisker, C.D. Gardner-Johnson, and Tyreek Stevenson all can talk up a storm. So that's what's on my mind as I'm heading to the scrum of Jaquan Brisker. I did not bring it up, believe it or not.
Yeah, because you're also a yapper. Let's be
I
honest.
I am.
That's a good combination of yapping right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a trash talker, too. You know, I'll throw
a
some cheap
troll.
Shots. I am. I'll take you down a level.
Why do I get the feeling that some of those yappers in the secondary understand when you're doing what you're doing. Like if the game recognizes game.
Oh,
moments.
You think so? You think that's why he was so comfortable with me?
I do. I think they know one when they see one.
Hey, as Joe Madden would say, I didn't start the talk, but oh, I finished it, man. Oh, yeah. I did. Okay. But so
this is a thought exercise.
Yes, it is.
Secondary.
I mean. So, Jaquan Brisker. First, though, there's a little bit of serious right in the beginning. We'll get to the trash-talking part of this cut, which you're about to hear. But he began talking about the stress that the two great wide receivers of the Bengals, what that stress that Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins will put on a safety combination. Here's how Jaquan Brisker answered that question.
I mean, we got two great safeties. We got a good tandem. So, to be honest, no disrespect, it doesn't put any stress on us. We just have to, you know, play our type of brand of defense. And we got good corners, too. It's not like he's just going to walk over our corners. And, yeah, just play our type of brand of defense and get after them. And that's what we're going to do.
With the juice that you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well, it's talking. Does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk, and it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. Yeah, so it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year. You could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed us, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
Thanks. Game recognized game.
I kind of love it because you know what he's doing. He's like, he's going to find what he can find. He's being resourceful in his trash talk.
He was. He gave me like
hey,
a
Hey, second half, what happened? Okay, second half, when we made adjustments, then what you got?
So it's so funny. So in that game.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
We
Mark,
looked
go
this
ahead.
Up, and I have to give credit to your former colleague.
My guy, Matt Zahn.
Matt Zahn, man, of CBS 2, because he was in on that scrum as well.
And he's got a bit of a sense of humor.
Oh, he's
like
got a great.
Yes, he does.
He's one of those guys who, like, he and I are on the same. Like, we kind of. He gets it. He gets stuff. He does. Zahn.
You two are under trouble.
Kinda. Like Zahn and I should probably hang out more. I'll work on that relationship.
And his daughter's name is Layla.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. That's nice. That's very nice. In the first half of that game 4 years ago, Justin Jefferson had 10 catches for 138 yards. And then they talked trash. And he only had 2 catches for 16 yards in the second half. So I guess something changed. But I found that to be awfully hilarious. And then, of course, Jaquan Brisker is going to, like, when you man up to him and you ask about wide receivers and are you stressed out and worried about these all world, come on, man, get out of here. We're good, too.
Listen, you can't sit here. I mean, I guess you can because he did. You shouldn't sit here and talk about making a grown man cry in the manner that he did when discussing Justin Jefferson after giving up triple digits and a half. That is preposterous. And to understand that he was laughing and joking, we live in an internet world where when you say things in front of a microphone, that's going to get around.
He doesn't care.
Last I checked.
He doesn't care.
They've got Justin Jefferson on the schedule again, correct?
Right.
Future Hall of Famer Justin Jefferson, might I add.
If Jaquan re-signs here, he's going to continue to see him every year.
And why? Why tempt fate like that?
He doesn't care. He moves differently.
He doesn't care.
I'm using a lot of Joe Maddenisms today. He vibrates to a different frequency. That's just Jaquan Brisker. I remember the Green Bay game a couple of years ago where Green Bay beat the Bears and they did it with, as they have with Jordan Love, a lot of like under the radar without a star receiver. And after that game, which the Bears lost, Brisker's in the locker room trash talking the no-name receivers. The Green Bay Packers. It's just Jaquan Brisker. And that went on, I put it on Twitter, and you had Packers subtweeting my tweet on old RIP at Mark Grody Sports, which is still there somewhere. But yeah, it's just Jaquan, and he doesn't care, Marshall, even though you're right. It's scary.
I've been looking for the quote for the past 5 minutes from Pirates of the Caribbean where Jack Sparrow, it's like, you're the worst pirate we've ever seen, but I am a pirate. It's something along those lines. I forget what it is. But it's something like, oh, but you're saying I'm what? Okay, then. Like, I'll take it. So I feel like it's that kind of vibe.
I wonder if the other teams in the division by now know that about Jaquan Brisker and that it won't turn into bulletin board material. Like, could Justin Jefferson just be like, oh, Brisker? Oh, man, that guy.
Do you think it's hilarious?
I don't know. Is it hilarious? I'm not sure. I think it is.
But I am a pirate.
I think it's disturbing, guys. Why are you laughing like in that manner?
Because you're so sad when you say
it. Yeah, say more. Say more.
Because here's the thing. How many winning seasons has Jaquan Brisker been a part of in the National Football League?
Zero.
How many times has Justin Jefferson and friends absolutely lit up the Chicago Bears?
Several.
Oh, everybody got it. You're the worst pirate I've ever heard of, but you have heard of me. Thank you. Oh, that's so good. That's exactly what it is. But you have heard of him.
So let me get this straight. In the first game of the season, a game in which the Bears led for most of the game, correct?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
The Vikings came back and got the dub. So it's the ultimate, like, point at the scoreboard. They've got to see this guy again. Now, who knows who his quarterback will be? So maybe he can talk more trash because he doesn't have anybody capable of getting him the ball. That's a fair thing to say. So maybe that's why he's doing it. But it's so unnecessary, especially
it's because unnecessary is a great word.
Because it's that's unserious, like, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, you know what makes it even better? What do you add to it? The guy who you've punched in the face twice during a game?
Oh, man.
That's why. Man. See, full circle.
I love it so much.
Full circle. Let's go back to the beginning of this segment. Mark walking over, heel toe, in the locker room to Jaquan Brisker thinking.
So what were you thinking?
It's about to get loud in that secondary.
And it did get loud. He did not. You know what it is? You had your thoughts, your pre-interview thoughts, in a cluster too. You know, it's a scrum. It's a bunch of reporters, so you know you're not going to get to ask like seven questions
right,
in a row.
Right,
so,
right.
So what am I prioritizing?
Right, you had to prioritize, but they made it easy because somebody else asked a question that sort of alluded to that, and it was Brisker himself who led you down that path. He lit up, and he said the three guys that I was going to say to him without anybody saying that. See, again, we're on the same mind thing. He said those three guys, and I'm like, oh wow, it's my turn to start asking questions in the scrum.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is really deep, but I feel like you guys understand this because we've all covered teams. There are just sometimes where the mentality of a position just really agrees with you, your sensibilities, who you are on a base level. Everybody knows that my dream job is to be a linebacker because I would just like to wreck everybody's plan. So naturally, who do you think I had the most productive conversations with?
Linebackers.
Right. So I feel like with you, it's the yapping and the provocateuring and the stir the potting. That's stirring of the pot, whatever you want to say right now.
Like, Tevin Jenkins.
The secondary is welcome to our place.
Oh, you know what? There might be some of that going on.
There's some
there.
Game recognizes game
I like
here.
It. I
and
like
you know
it.
What's awesome? They have fun with it.
Yeah, they come
like they're
over here,
including
Grody.
All of us when they do this stuff, which is pretty fun.
My fear for Jaquan and his talkative teammates on defense is that yes, game recognizes game, and the problem will be when Jamar Chase lines up on Sunday, he's going to say game recognize game, and you look real unfamiliar to me right now, and then proceed to just light the Bears up.
And then
but like
Dad.
A week later, I want to know what the answer is, and it's like, but you have heard of me.
You know, that's like, honestly, confession. When I started doing the show with you guys, I got a texter that said something to the effect of, who's this Groby guy? Like, and they misspelled the name. And I thought to myself, don't act like you don't know who I am.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
See, and you know what?
You have heard of me.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have
Thank
to like
you.
Me, but don't act like you haven't heard of me.
And you know what's so fun is like, Very rarely do you get to like understand completely the mentality, and because he had some fun with it, you guys got to have that together. Like that's really awesome of Jaquan to actually even go that far
to not
check himself enough to where he's telling you about what his process is.
I'm not the first reporter to ask questions about that and having fun and poking the bear, so to speak. But it's been a while since there's been a real answer to come out of one of those silly type questions, if that's even the right word to use.
Because a lot of times guys don't want to do it.
They don't
want to tell you what they talk about.
Right, exactly.
And even C.D. Gardner-Johnson was like, well, that's in the past.
Yep. And
brilliant answer, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate him for it. But when guys will tell you what's going on, it's... That's fantastic. I assume
exactly.
Tyreek Stevenson would do the same.
I think he would, and has. He's kind of, I don't want to say open book, but he's pretty transparent, pretty open himself.
Can
yeah.
I point something out also? So like the game, it was like, what were the stats again in the first half and the second half for him? I want to make sure I get the stats.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Let me turn
I don't know
to
why
page,
this made you laugh this hard.
Page
because
three in my missalette.
So
Justin Jefferson.
Good, because you're still fighting. You're like, but what happened in the second half then?
In the first half, in that game 4 years ago, 10 catches for 138 yards. Here comes that trash talk. Imagine Justin Jefferson. He's crying. We're seeing a man crying. We're watching him. We're seeing him. And then in the second half, 2 catches for 16 yards.
Okay. Here's what I want to point out.
Gotcha.
That's 12 catches for 154 yards. If he's making him cry, what would you guess the number of times he was targeted and didn't get a catch would be if he's making him quote-unquote cry? Like, just throw a number out there. Like, how many times was he unsuccessful?
Oh, in the second half you're
yeah,
talking
like,
about?
Yeah, like, how many times did he not make the catch when targeted?
Oh, man, I got to go back and look at the tape.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. He was targeted 13 times and caught the ball 12 times.
Wow.
So at what point was he crying? The one time he didn't catch the ball when he was targeted?
They were in his head, man. They were in his head for that play. You got to admit, they were in his head.
Get out of here, Jaquan.
I'm going to go back and watch for the tears.
I'm not even mad at it because it was so entertaining.
It was entertaining, but also...
Guess what our job is? Not playing football. Entertaining about football. You're welcome anytime.
And Brisker's an entertainer. Hey, man, Brisker. You know what we need to do is have Jaquan Brisker on with us.
You know
what
he
won't be?
I know. I'll talk to him.
He won't be entertained if he's getting... beat up, burn, and checks his mentions after the game now that he's put himself out there like this.
Oh, yeah, and he's got the most cryptic tweets and texts and Instagram messages. I mean, he is an interesting... Let's appreciate Jaquan Brisker.
No, you know what? With me, people get funny points. They really do.
He is funny.
Because it's like,
he's hilarious.
Hey, you're still making millions of dollars with or without me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to enjoy these moments while I can.
It's objectively funny.
And yes, I get frustrated by football things. Everybody knows that. But man, this is also fun. Forget that. That's entertaining.
Let me go check the betting line right now on number of receptions for... Chase, see how far I can push that up.
On fan. Oh, no, no, you're not going to do that.
What? He's going to get targeted. He's going to catch the ball. He's going to catch the ball.
The funniest part, though, was the fact that who did they bring in to add to this? To the yappers. It's just tremendous.
So you just think Ja'Marr Chase is now going to clown the Bears secondary on Sunday?
I always thought Ja'Marr Chase, let me be very clear.
Okay.
I always thought Ja'Marr Chase, as long as Joe Flacco was healthy, was going to clown the Bears secondary. And even if Jake Browning's healthy, now that you've had a couple of weeks to watch what to do when Ja'Marr Chase is on your side of the ball with you, I think he will also pepper him with targets.
Hold on. Wasn't there a bit of trash talk involving the Bengals and the Packers recently? Like, wasn't there like a... That was T. Higgins, though, wasn't it? That wasn't Chase. That was T. Higgins.
No, that was...
Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like... It was like there was some sort of... There was some sort of trash talk like a bunch of times, and they kept showing it and revisiting it throughout the possession, and then it ended in a Bengals touchdown.
Oh, it was Chase. Yeah. Somebody was talking smack to him.
It was Chase. It was
Chase. Someone was talking smack to him, and because they made a play. They did make a play. Later that drive.
Oh, my God. Touchdown. Yeah. And, you know, it was Carrington Valentine who was up in Chase's face. And he just kept going back and forth. And then Chase got the touchdown. It was like, well, yeah, there goes that.
You got to stop Chase more than once. That's the point.
I'm looking forward to the theater.
Oh, yes. I'm happy.
The game within the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.